This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. This summer's presidential nominating conventions will be symbolic events, showcases for the expected nominees, President Bush and Senator John Kerry. But as we'll hear over the next 2 days, both parties have chosen locations where the symbolism is complicated. Republicans will meet in New York. It's in a state that hasn't voted Republican for president in 20 years and sent Hillary Clinton to the Senate. New York City does have a moderate Republican mayor, Michael Bloomberg, who's appealing for some of the city's overwhelming majority of Democrats to volunteer for the convention.
It's not a partisan thing. This is for people who take pride in the city, regardless of who you're going to vote for in the election.
Last month, the mayor announced an ad campaign declaring, "The Republicans are coming. Make nice." Bloomberg was standing with the convention's chief executive, who's already been in New York for months.
Let me introduce to you Bill Harris. He has, I think, going to become a real New Yorker.
Bill Harris is an Alabama native with a little gray in his mustache. He's been involved in every Republican convention since the days of President Nixon, but this is the first time he's been able to use New York as a stage. From his office window in Midtown Manhattan, Harris can look across a city that seems like one giant TV backdrop for presidential appearances.
We try to use the symbols and the icons you find in New York. There are an unbelievable number of things. Not just the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island, but Coney Island and the Brooklyn Bridge and Central Park and the Empire State Building and Madison Square Garden and the Apollo Theater. Unbelievable number of American icons, which an awful lot of people in this country have heard about but have never actually visited.
The most powerful symbol of all will have to be handled with care. Ground Zero, where thousands died in the World Trade Center attacks in 2001. The anniversary of those attacks will come just after the convention in September. Democrats assume that Republicans chose New York to invoke memories of September 11, though Harris denies it.
September 11th and the events of 9/11 are a great historic tragedy in the life of our nation, but we will have no official events at the World Trade Center site. We came to New York because the business, the political, the labor leadership of this city offered us the best business proposal.
New York Republicans say they did consider holding a groundbreaking at the Trade Center site during the convention, but rejected that idea. Anti-war protesters also backed away from a plan to march at Ground Zero. But it is inevitable that September 11 and its aftermath will be the subject of speeches at the convention and of protests outside. In a cluttered office a few blocks away, you can find a lifelong peace activist whose views are displayed on the buttons above her desk.
Yeah, some of the buttons, I had to put my glasses on for that, preempt the war. Leave no CEO behind is another one. There's another one that says, is it fascism yet?
Leslie Kagan coordinates a group called United for Peace and Justice, which is planning to compete for the attention of thousands of convention reporters.
What goes on the convention floor is pretty pre-scripted. So I think that there will be media folks who are looking for stories.
How is this convention different because it's in New York as opposed to any other big American city?
New York City, it is truly an international city. So U.S. foreign policy is felt very directly by many, many New Yorkers. They understand what the role of the U.S. government and the U.S. military is in many parts of the world. And I think that feeds some of the kind of anti-war sentiment that we see here in New York.
The anti-war protesters say that New York City's police department initially wanted them to hold any protest miles from the convention itself. They say they're still negotiating for a permit to march here, outside of Madison Square Garden, where President Bush will deliver his acceptance speech. If they get that permit, they'll march here up 8th Avenue, past a number of small businesses, hot dog stands, and the Blarney Stone Bar.
We have a best today. All I have is Bud Light.
Bud works.
Mug or pint?
Mug.
Work your way down the bar and you won't find many votes for President Bush. But the men here seem to have given a lot of thought to the Republican convention. They're thinking about the massive security that's expected for the convention and whether closed streets will affect their commutes. Michael Gold sums up the complicated feelings this convention inspires.
It's good and it's bad. It brings jobs to the city, but it brings,
you know, there might be some terror behind it. I'm always worried about the terrorists, you know. There's always something that can go wrong. I have to say I go along with the jobs, and let's bring the Republican convention here, okay?
Are you likely to vote for the man who's going to be giving his acceptance speech down the street there?
I don't believe so. I go for Kerry.
Did you vote for Bush in 2000 or for Gore?
I actually voted for Bush.
What do you think about the fact that the Republican convention is coming to the city where the worst attack took place on September 11th?
Well, it shows that we have a lot of guts, that we're not afraid, and life has to go on no matter what.
Michael Gold is one of the carpenters, plumbers, and electricians who are hoping to find work preparing the convention sites this summer. This city's economy has been struggling, and its heavily Democratic unions say they've taken a practical approach. As with most national conventions, the AFL-CIO agreed not to strike during the Republican gathering, even though it plans to sponsor a protest against the president's record.